sometimes. I can image sometimes.
It's ashamed of me.
I can image things.
Costs were used for execution.
Windows shall I
the
look
surest
out
of presage of news of death.
Donald is ashamed of me.
The surest presage of news.
This is London, 23rd of December, 1958. The death has been announced of the renowned Irish broadcaster, Miss Dorothy McCarver.
Dorothy McCarver was one of the most noble and valiant women of our time. A champion of every cause that seemed to be good, she had a horror of hypocrisy of the tense in any form.
I feel depressed, I feel so bad. Cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction.
The BBC Home and Forces programme. Here is the news, and this is John Snaig reading.
German aircraft carried out a number of attacks on Great Britain last night.
Fantastic how the piano and typewriter were twisted scrap, while minute cups and saucers survived.
McCarver is also remembered for her humanitarian work on behalf of children orphaned by the war in Europe.
I witnessed babies and cocks, their poor little anatomies, clutching at the air with claw-like hands. Those burning furnaces did exist.
This is the voice of the uninvited. Dorothy McCarver's gripping novel of the supernatural comes to the screen.
The atmosphere took the metal to its own hand and deliberately set itself on fire.
Great is the Irish trickler. Miss McCarver's copy was carried to St. Finian's Cemetery by surviving members of the IRA Four Corps Garrison, 1922.
Chief mourners were her sister, Miss Mona McCarver, and brothers Major J.R. McCarver and Mr. Donald F. McCarver.
Dorothy was always a lover of labour and food.
Here's Miss Fearing the Hannum Dew.